So good morning, everyone. I am Darius Masudi. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this public hearing. It is now 10:01 a.m. on April 28th, 2021. We will now begin the scheduled public hearing for the solicitation of comments on the proposed language for WAC 458-20-282 or Rule 282, which is titled Marketplace Tax Collection and Reporting. The proposed rule is intended to account for the implementation of Substitute Senate Bill 5581 of 2019, which was titled Remote Sellers, Referrers, and Marketplace Facilitators, and the prior marketplace legislation, which was engrossed House Bill 2163 of 2017. We'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to attend this hearing and to provide us feedback. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which you can provide to me. They can be sent at my email address, which is Darius M, like Mary, dor.wa.gov. So besides me, other individuals that work with the Department of Revenue at this hearing include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Adam Wolfson in his role as the tax policy manager. We also have Keith Dacus, who is a management analyst, and he is monitoring our recording equipment this morning as the hearing is being recorded. James, would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Sure, I'm Jamie Sammons. I'm the Marketplace Fairness Project Manager. I took over for Patty Wilson a few months back.
Awesome, thanks. Do we have, I don't see anyone else from the department on here, so thanks, Jamie. So due to the current coronavirus situation, we are conducting this hearing through a phone conference. We do not have any other parties that are physically present for this hearing. I would like to now ask, do we have any parties on the phone for this hearing? And for the record, can you please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have any comments that you would like to make later? So I have a list of everyone that is present, so I can just go in order just so that it's more organized. So first, I see someone 206-465-6605. There's no name attached, so would you like to go first?
Vera Austin with Papa John's Pizza.
Awesome. Could you spell your name, please, if everyone can, just so that we have it for the record?
Okay, Vera, V-E-R-A, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Awesome, thanks. And then next, I have 312-286-2580. Would you be able to introduce yourself?
Hi, Marietta Probst. I'm with Avalera. So it's M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A-P-R-O-E-S-T.
Awesome. Thank you. And if I can say later as well, just as a reminder, but if you'd like to say now whether you have comments to make later, you can do so. Okay, so next we have 850-559-0828. Would you be able to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hi. This is Jamie Daniels with 156 Bookkeeping.
Thank you. So, okay, now Michelle, would you be able to introduce yourself? Michelle Baszler. I apologize if I pronounced anything incorrectly.
No, that's fine. This is Michelle Baszler. I'm with KPMG.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Next we have Edward. When I was in Virginia, they would pronounce this Tolliver, but I apologize if that's not how you pronounce it. That's how they pronounce it in Virginia. But would you be able to introduce yourself, please? You're on mute, so if you're trying to introduce yourself, I can't hear you. And if you're too shy, that's okay. We'll write down the name that we have on record for our personal files. No? Okay. Next we have Elaine Harper. Would you be able to introduce yourself, please, and who you're representing?
Hi, yes, I'm Elaine Harper, and I'm with PwC. And I don't have any comments today.
Okay, thank you. Next we have Marietta. Would you be able to introduce yourself, please?
It was the second one, Avalera.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It comes up twice. I apologize. And then Suzette Overby.
Hi. I'm Sue Overby. I'm from Thomson Reuters. I don't have any comments. I'm just listening in.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Not awesome that you don't have comments, but thank you for your attendance. Okay, and then Stephanie, would you be able to, Stephanie Gilfeather? Okay, thanks. Just to, you said Expedia, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, if there's no one else, we can now, proceed. Is there anyone else? I just got it. Okay. Okay, so this public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34.05 RCW, which is the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of the hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed Rule 282. So this hearing was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 21-07-065, which was filed with the Code Reviser on March 16th, 2021. Copies of this rule are available. They were posted on our website. But if you did not receive a copy or are unable to access that page, please contact Keith Dacus. His email is Keith, so K-E-I-T-H, D, like David, at dor.wa.gov. If you'd like a copy. I think someone just joined us. If you'd like, could you please introduce yourself for the record? Someone just joined.
Hey, Darius, they might not have heard you because I just admitted them, so you may want to ask them again.
Oh, okay. Just, I believe someone just joined us. Would you be able to just introduce yourself for the record and who you are representing? No? Okay. So,
hey, Darius, this is Keith again. You're on mute.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks for the reminder. Okay, so we will, as I mentioned before, consider any comments that are received pertaining to the proposed rule. We appreciate receiving them through the written format, but we will evaluate all comments as we proceed through the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to the attention of myself, Darius Masoudi, no later than May 12th, 2021. So that is 2 weeks from today. It's Wednesday, May 12th. So in this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. So before opening the hearing for comments, I would like to briefly outline the key points in the proposed rule draft. So this is just first an overview of the rule from a higher level. It includes some of the major subcomponents of the rule. So they include defining a marketplace facilitator, the tax collection responsibilities, liability relief, providing sales information to marketplace sellers, and marketplace audits. So as promised, at this time I will turn over and ask if there are any comments. So if you would like to make a comment, we ask again that you identify yourself for the record and whether you are making comments on behalf of a party.
So this is Stephanie Gilfeather from Expedia, and we made comments at the last hearing and they didn't make it into this draft, so we just want to reiterate those comments that we made both verbally and in writing. And that is that the definition of the of marketplace facilitator, as shown in Section 301, is very broad. And so there will be scenarios where there's multiple marketplace facilitators on the same transaction, and that we recommend that the department come up with, I guess, a hierarchy on how to determine that. And it seems like the marketplace facilitator facilitating payment would be the priority. Although we also think that it would be reasonable for the marketplace facilitators to be able to agree which one is going to permit as long as they are registered.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yes, I have your written comments as well from last time. If you would like to, from what I heard, you're just reiterating the same written comments. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Now I will turn it over. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? I'll do a 30-second awkward silence just to make sure that if anyone has any technical issues or if they're thinking about it, you will have time. So the 30 seconds is going to start now. Okay. Doesn't seem like anyone else has any comments. So before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. So this has been the public hearing on the proposed rule titled Marketplace Tax Collection and Reporting. So I apologize. Someone just joined. If you have any comments you'd like to make right now, I'd like to give you the opportunity. Otherwise, you can just email them to me. So, yeah.
Hi, Tommy Gans just joined. I have comments at this time.
You do or do not?
No, sir. I do not.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. No worries. I was just clarifying. Thank you for your attendance. So based on the comments that are made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoption in the with the code reviser. So unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of the rule is not a public process. This filing, subsequent to this hearing, is just a filing of the notice of adoption. So absent an emergency adoption, or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law, the enactment of such a law, regardless of when the rule is adopted. So again, thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rules notification list or did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department and you wish to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please email Keith, again, keithd, like Delta, at dor.wa.gov with your name, mailing address, and email address. So the public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:18:52 a.m. Pacific time. So thank you very much, everyone. We greatly appreciate your participation and attendance. Thank you.